This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to Smart TV, where we watch telly so you don't have to, by which I mean we watch all the average stuff and then we very carefully cherry pick the best nuggets and delights for your delectation. My name is Caroline Frost and I have with me the ever reliable Kellyanne Taylor.
Hello, hello.
I think I'm actually going to kick off with some drama. Kellyanne's going to bring the comedy, bring the laughs, then a bit of factual. If you can call Stacey Solomon factual, I call her entertaining myself. Then we have a film of the week and finally one from the archive. So let's press on without further ado because our producer is chomping at the bit to record some serious grown-up stuff and wants us out of the studio. Drama. I bring you Feud. This is the second season of Ryan Murphy's ever-growing... What's he got? He's got like a Starship Enterprise of products. He brought us OJ back in the day. He brought us Feud season one, which was... Bette Davis versus Joan Crawford, I believe. And this time we have on Disney Plus, Capote versus the Swans. Truman Capote, who bizarrely, for reasons best known to himself, befriended all these very highfalutin New York socialites, the like of Lee Radziwill, Babe Pawley, various rich ladies who lunched and were seen lunching. And then, what do you know, like a true journalist, went away and wrote a book about them all and published an extract in a magazine and was declared a persona non grata. They did not take his calls. The lunches went on without him. He was never the same again. And some people believe that this might have accelerated his decline and fall. Anyway, the story is worth telling, I think, because you might think, what's to care about people who lunch? They're so rich. Who cares who they fall out with? But I guess it's about the universal concept of betrayal and what people hold dear. And of course, it's very glamorous because it's set in 1960s Manhattan. What's not to like? I think we're going to go to some comedy now via Kellyanne Taylor. What have you got for us?
So this is Changing End. It's Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. ITV1. And if this sounds familiar, it's because it was previously showed. But I believe that they are repeating it because a second series is in the works. And it did pass me by the first time. So this is the story of Alan Carr's childhood. And it is told through the perspective of a young Alan. But we do have Alan Carr, as we know him now, playing an omnipresent narrator who kind of chimes in with comments and witty remarks about what is going on. But what is actually happening, or the main story, is this is puberty for Alan Carr. So as he says himself, it leaves him with the eyesight of a mole and the voice of an elderly lady. And the child actor, exactly. This is exactly why you have to watch it, because it will just leave you in. I was absolutely beaming watching this. So the child actor is Oliver Saville, who... he is going places. He was absolutely made for the screen. He is a star.
Is he Mini Allen? Is he a mini me?
Mini Allen. He's so flamboyant, so camp, so sassy, so cheeky. You know, often when they cast children in TV shows and they're really having to carry the series, because he does, it is effectively him as lead, it can fall a bit flat, or you think, oh, okay, I can see that this is a child acting. This child personifies Allen, and it is wonderful. It is very much the story. So Alan grew up in Northampton. His dad was the manager of a fourth division football club. And it is all about how his community reacts to this very young camp man, including, you know, friends not wanting to hang out with him. And as much as it is funny, it is obviously in some ways commentary on what it is to be gay and camp in 80s England. And the reason why you should stay, or the reason why I think this is such a good watch, is you really do see the emergence of that Alan Carr's acerbic wit, which we all know and love today. So if you missed it like I did, you can catch it on Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. ITV1, and it will have you in stitches.
Well, that is quite the sell. I will dive in. I bring you another drama. This is the second series of Blue Lights, which was, I guess, the surprise breakout hit of last year, one of last year's great dramas. This is set in Northern Ireland, current day Belfast. This brings you the trials and tribulations of the PSNI, which is the Police Service of Northern Ireland, used to be the RUC, but was obviously rebranded in kind of recognition of changing times. And it's very interesting. We have Sian Brooke, who grew up in England, but plays a rookie police officer. She was formerly a social worker, and she's now on her second season of being a police officer. With her is Martin McCann. Now, I interviewed him ahead of this series, and he grew up in the Catholic area of Belfast, and he said it would have been unthinkable for him as a young Catholic boy to enter the police. And the fact that he is now playing a police officer, he says, is testament to how the city, the province, has moved on. It's cracking drama. I don't think it's giving too much away. I hope everybody has watched the first season by now. But a major character, perhaps I'll just say this, was lost at the end of series one. And so I guess the first few episodes are dealing with the emotional fallout of that. But I don't think that the series is any weaker for the absence of that great character from the first series. So plunge back in and enjoy Blue Lights, which kicks off this week.
Well, Blue Lights did very well, so I will definitely be giving that a go. That is also one that I missed, so I'll go back and watch that. For you, I have something light, fluffy, but also interesting from a TV production standpoint, to which you say, what are you on about, Kellyanne? This is Stacey Solomon's Renovation Rescue, which is coming to Channel 4 Wednesday, 9 p.m. And why I say it's interesting, or what piqued my interest about this, was it is the first UK commission by Reese Witherspoon's production company Hello Sunshine. So for that I thought, okay, what's the grounds here? Why is Reese Witherspoon interested in commissioning a show about renovation in the UK? So it's Stacey Solomon who presents. She is very much the fairy godmother of DIY. She's cheery. There's like an infectious positivity to her. And what she's doing is she's going into different homes. Each episode is based on a different renovation that has gone massively wrong and is in need of rescue. And what the team do is they go in, they look at the budget that the houses have allocated to the renovation, they look at what's gone wrong and where those people can make cost-efficient renovations in-house, what should be outsourced, and they look at basically what's gone wrong and how to fix it. I thought that it was going to be more hands-on from the renovation team. I thought that it was going to be a little... It's kind of the same observer role as Grand Designs, with a tiny bit more hands-on experience or teaching how you can do certain elements at home. But I think the real takeaway from this is actually a bit of a learning. It's looking at, if you are going ahead with renovations at home, what is the key information that you need before you go into works with a builder? Things that wouldn't even have crossed my little mind beforehand, and suddenly suddenly you're thinking, okay, I know that how much I should be paying up front, what materials I should be responsible for buying. And also, again, a great part of the show is taking away little tidbits that you can learn so that you can do your own renovation at home. So not only is it enjoyable to watch Stacey come in, you watch these evolutions of these awful renovation projects and you know, your heart really does go out to these people, but actually what you come away with is some fascinating insights into if you're looking to zhuzh up your home, how you can do it cost efficiently. So that is Stacey Solomon's Renovation Rescue, Channel 4, Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Now we have what I know is your favourite part of the podcast, Film of the Week.
So yesterday I went to the cinema to watch the premiere of Back to Black, which is the new Amy Winehouse film. Now, don't be put off by the critics' reviews of this film, which haven't been as bad as was initially anticipated in the critics' sphere, but they haven't been brilliant. And I think this is going to be a moment where the critics' reviews don't line up with the audience response. So this is very much the story of Amy Winehouse, and it shows her growing up in a Jewish family surrounded by love and music. It tracks her kind of breaking into the music industry, her falling in love with Blake and the toxicity of that relationship, and of course her relationship with alcohol and later drugs. There are flaws in the script. I can see why a lot of outlets are reviewing this as a 3-star. It's a little bit Hollywoodified. It's all slightly rose-tinted and probably could have been a lot more bleak and raw. But really, the allure of the film is watching Marissa Abella, who you might know from Industry, absolutely transform into Amy Winehouse. It is like watching Amy herself on screen. She sings all the songs, which is a huge feat. And her portrayal is so realistic that at times I found myself shaking my head to make sure that it wasn't, you know, a still of Amy. And she captures her uniqueness so fantastically. What I came away with after seeing that film was Amy was a complete maverick. She was so unique, so talented. And obviously we focus on her life. It looks at her relationship with the press and the kind of targeting that happened of her. But what persists in this film and from this film is actually her music and her talent is the legacy that is left behind. And that is very much the message of the film. So it is in cinemas. I would implore you to go out, watch it. It's 2 hours. It passes by in the flash of an eye, and it is a real trip down memory lane listening to all those gorgeous songs again.
Lovely stuff. Well, I have something else that flashes by, and this I know because I went to the cinema to see this, a rare outing from the sofa, switched off Midsummer Murders, trotted down the road, paid my money, and I watched Anatomy of a Fall at the cinema. And the good news is it's coming to Amazon Prime Video. People will recognise this. It was Oscar nominated for Best Actress for Sandra Hüller. And also, I think it did go home with Best Screenplay. But you might need to check that. I know it definitely did get a gong. It's now going to be free if you are subscribed to Amazon Prime. And it's all about a writer who lives in a chalet with her husband until he is mysteriously found in the snow beneath a third floor balcony. Make of that what you will. What did happen to him? And if anything did happen to him, who was the perpetrator? It's very involved, lots of wordy script. And as I say, it won an award for screenplay, but it's all coming your way via Amazon Prime Video. So you can catch up with what people were talking about a few months ago and realising why this was so applauded.
I'm definitely going to be adding that to my list. In fact, I'm probably going to watch it on Saturday evening because you have told me about this before and you did say it was an absolute must.
I'm touched. I'm touched when you go and pick up anything that I've recommended to you. Very appreciative. One final one from me from the archive. If you enjoy things like Feud, Capote versus the Swans, a little bit of Hollywood glamour, and if you are already a huge subscriber to all things Ryan Murphy, which why wouldn't you be when he's created Nip Tuck? He was the powerhouse behind Glee, American Horror Story, American Crime Story. Do you remember OJ versus somebody? Pose. He's done all sorts of things. Anyway, he also did something called Hollywood, which is the story of 19... 30s and 40s Hollywood. I guess later on, it concentrates on the late 40s when power dynamics were all over the place in the industry, when it was still sort of finding its feet and there was latent racism, homophobia, and people very much had to play glittery versions of themselves to get on. So that is also available on Netflix. And that's it. I think that's all we've got time for today. Do join us again next week. Do write in with your recommendations. Don't forget, not just what you want us to see, but also very much anything you would advise we do not trouble our time with. And in the meantime, happy viewing.